Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Irishman Keith Byrne, who was arrested in a raid by US Immigration and Enforcement, or ICE, while on his way to work, is continuing his legal battle to remain with his wife and three children in the US state of Philadelphia. 2 weeks ago, a judge ordered his temporary release from prison to allow an appeal to be heard in his application for a green card. That order stipulates that he faces a return to jail again in 2 weeks' time. I've been speaking to Keith Byrne and to Joe Hohenstein from his legal team. Keith began by telling me how he's readjusting since his release from Pike County Detention Centre.
Coming around slowly. Very slowly. Post-traumatic stress.
Take me back, will you, to July the 10th. You were heading to work. You've got your own painting decorating business. What happened?
As soon as I left my house, I noticed I was followed and was wondering why. And when I was pulled over, I didn't know at the time that it was ICE. I just thought it was the police. I thought maybe I was going too fast. But when they came to my window, I saw that it was ICE, and my world just stopped. You know, I was wondering, like, what are you doing? Like, call my lawyer, because, you know, we're still fighting. It was a big shock.
And ICE, of course, being the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, what did they do?
Well, they cuffed me by my feet and by my hands and told me my time was up. And they took me down to Philadelphia to a detention center. And then they brought me to Pike County Prison.
How long were you held there?
I was in there for 15 days.
What were conditions like? How were you treated?
I was treated well. The conditions were, you know, like any other prison, very secure. You know, my life wasn't in danger, none of that. Like, it was prison. But, you know, I was definitely heartbroken and, you know, in shock and in limbo, because I didn't know what was going on. Like, I didn't know if I was going to be deported that day or the following day, or, you know, if I was going to be in there for months. I didn't know anything.
Did you think that your American dream was over?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Right away. As soon as I saw his badge, I thought my world was finished, you know.
Because you've been in the United States since 2007, so at this stage you must feel as much American as you do Irish.
Of course. I call this home. This is my home. This is where I want to be for the rest of my life. You know, I love this country, no question. And I've been working very hard to keep doing the right thing. And, you know, my wife and I are very, very lucky that we met Joe way back in 2009. And, you know, he's been very, very helpful.
Joe is your lawyer. He's on the line as well, and we're going to talk to Joe in just a moment. Your wife, Karen, she's spoken to us here on Drive Time in the last few weeks. She is an American citizen, and you've been engaging with the services, Keith, for a number of years, trying to regularise your situation. Why has it taken so long?
Well, I believe it's the marijuana charges that I had from Ireland. That's the big issue. We've been trying to, you know, correct it and find the right person to hear our argument. And, you know, it's been going on for a number of years, and we never gave up. Like, we kept pursuing it. Like, we were very persistent. So, again, being picked up like a criminal was a big shock.
Tell us about those marijuana charges. What were they?
They were fines. You know, I showed up in court and I paid a fine for a joint. One of them was a joint. Like, why should that ruin my future? I went to court. I paid a small fine. It was $120 14 years ago.
And this happened, you know, was it in Cork or in Ireland anyway?
It was in Fermoy, County Cork. It was in my hometown.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's so I'm embarrassed for the government of Ireland and for the government of the United States for something like that to ruin my life, my wife's life, my children's life. You know, people are out there doing serious crimes, and, you know, they can go wherever they please. It's just horrendous. Like, they need to... I know now that a new law has come out in Ireland, you get three strikes and then you go to court.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how it should be. I mean, especially for something so small.
Keith, how did the American services know about your marijuana possession charge and fine?
Well, part of applying for the green card, there's a question on the paperwork asks if you have ever been arrested or fined. So what was I going to say?
You told the truth.
Of course. I mean, I'm not going to lie and have that come back and haunt me in the future also. So we told the truth from day one.
Joe is with us as well. Joe, you're on Keith's legal team. What happens from here, Joe?
Well, what happens from here is we're filing two different court applications, one with a federal appeals court on the removal or deportation order, and the second is challenging in a lower federal court the decision that denied Keith his permanent residence, or what people would call the green card. One other thing I want to just make really clear with respect to what Keith just said about revealing his arrest record.
Mm-hmm.
There has been some confusion around exactly what it was he was arrested and charged with, and we've been trying to clear that up. And we thought we had in our most recent filing. But again, sometimes with the age of the charges and things like that, you're not going to always get the accurate information right off the top. So, but the most important thing for me was from the first that Keith came into my office, he wanted to make sure he was telling the truth and being straightforward. What we have right now is simply a legal disagreement about whether he's eligible to become a lawful permanent resident.
And Joe, is the issue that Keith overstayed his original visitor visa, or is the issue now those fines and charges going all the way back to 14 years ago?
The issue with the removal was connected to how he came in with the visa waiver, but the issue about whether he gets a permanent resident card is all about the problems with the arrests and the charges and the fines and things that happened before. And one very interesting thing that we discovered as we were doing the case was there is an extremely famous person, John Lennon, who had exactly the same charges and was not found to be inadmissible. The British version of marijuana possession is identical to the Irish version. That's something that even under current U.S. immigration law is not something that should make somebody what we call inadmissible. That's one of the main things that we're going to be trying to bring home when we file these papers in court.
Now, Keith is out on a 30-day window. Time is running out here. Can you keep him out of jail while all of these legalities are being gone through?
Without saying 100% for sure, I believe so. We're in a much more direct communication with immigration as opposed to what happened when Keith was picked up, when communication didn't happen, and they were following a new, more strict policy. And actually, back when we were in a previous part of the case, they had said he wasn't somebody that they were interested in picking up, and we had sort of been proceeding under that previous statement, and then they changed their minds. So right now, because we're talking to them, I'm confident that we can keep him out.
Keith, in the meantime, you're trying, I suppose, to get on with your life. Are you back at work?
I am not back to work just yet because I spent 2 weeks in prison and a week at home. It really put me behind on my schedule, so I had to return some deposits and I'll be going back to work towards the end of the month.
So you're hoping you can keep your business going. Your wife is an American. She's an American citizen. Your children are American-born, American citizens. Have you thought about, I mean, the awful scenario for you that, as you say, America is your home, if you have to leave?
No, I give that no energy whatsoever because I don't want to. I don't want to think of something that, you know, may never happen. Like, that's, I will think of that when I'm on a plane. You know, right now I'm thinking of how I can stay here and how I can, you know, continue. So.
You're what, is it 12? Sorry, Joe, yes?
Yeah, if I may, one of the things that Keith and Karen did was, Keith put Karen through nursing school, and she is a registered nurse and has her own career here, and the family life that they've built and the connections that they have here are extremely strong, and it includes, I think, as your listeners are probably aware, have been following the case, you know, Karen had her son Ezra before meeting Keith, and Keith has been you know, an extremely important father figure for Ezra, mm-hmm. and also for their two kids here. That's not a family that can easily pick up and go. Karen would need to make decisions about how she can, you know, do her career in Ireland. They would have to make decisions around the custody of Ezra, which is something that, you know, his biological father, you know, would still have certain, you know, certain rights or certain, mm-hmm. you know, input mm-hmm. into all of that.
Yeah.
So when we're talking about the way that this immigration system in the United States works, when we have real severe and harsh consequences for minor infractions or minor incidents, it ends up having a real disproportionate impact both on the individual person and on their U.S. citizen families. And that's really what we're you know, going to be, you know, letting people know when you know, all is said and done in this, is what's happened to Keith and Karen doesn't make sense, and we shouldn't be doing things in this way because of the impact on families.
Keith, so many in Ireland will be watching what is happening with your case, because of course there are so many undocumented Irish in the United States at the moment. You're one of a large family at home in Fermoy. How long since you've been home?
I have not been to Ireland since I've been to the US, so 2007. You know, I've sacrificed quite a lot. I put a lot of work into pursuing my, you know, citizenship here. And if anybody else feels like if I get it, they should get it, then I would say to them, if you're just like me, then, you know, I'm right behind you. I will support you in getting your citizenship. I've put in the work. I've kept a clean sheet. You know, I've caused no trouble in the United States of America.
You pay your taxes.
Of course, I do everything the way it should be done. Mm. And, you know, I don't know what else I have to do.
Joe, we understand from everything we see and hear about the immigration organizations and the immigration officials in the United States, they're tough. They are not open to sympathetic stories. It's by the rule of law. Will they be open to hearing that very sympathetic story from Keith and his time in the United States and his family and his children and his business?
I believe they will, because I believe at the core of this decision is a misunderstanding about what you just said, which is, what is the rule of law? Even at the at the worst, that the interactions that Keith had with police and authorities in Ireland do not make him inadmissible in the United States, and that's a disagreement, and, you know, that we have to resolve. But once that's resolved, yeah, I think they will be able to recognize that this is a family that deserves to stay together.
You were listening there to Joe Hohenstein, immigration attorney, and Keith Byrne. They were both speaking to me shortly before we came on air. It's coming up to 5:30.